Hello, this is Erin Pavlina at erinpavlina.com. A lot of people ask me what happens when you die and who greets you on the other side. And I've written about this a little bit, about how when you cross over, you will be greeted but on the other side by people that you loved in this life. So then people want to know, will they have to reunite with everyone? What if you encountered somebody in life who was really mean to you or abusive, or somebody that you just didn't get along with? Are they going to be waiting for you on the other side? What if it was a parent or a friend or an ex-partner? Are they going to be there if you don't want them to be there? The answer to this is, generally speaking, who you felt love for is who will greet you on the other side. Where there is love, there is connection. So when you cross over, the people that are going to be there waiting for you are the people you have the strongest loving connection with. You do not have to reunite with people that were close to you but not nice to you, people you do not have a loving connection with. So I want to reassure you that if you lived a life where you were in an abusive relationship, or you had an abusive parent, or you had a situation where somebody hurt you very badly, you do not have to encounter them on the other side. That being said, I want to point out something. When people cross over, they shed and slough off this mortal coil. They shed the personality that they had when they were here. So people who were mean or alcoholic or abusive are not that way on the other side. And you know what happens when you get there? You get an opportunity. You get an opportunity to reconnect with somebody that you did have issues with and get to know and understand what the deal really was. You get an opportunity to understand what was really going on, to understand what the person may have been going through that caused them to behave in that horrible, mean way. And you get an opportunity to forgive and reconnect with each other. Now, for some of you, you might be thinking, oh, I never want to connect with him again. I never want to see her again. She was just so horrible to me. Why would I ever give her the time of day? Well, you're going to be different on the other side as well. When you cross over, you're going to remember so much that you do not remember right now. And you're going to remember that we're all connected and that we're all one. And you're going to remember that each of those people that hurt you in this life have a higher self. And the higher self is different than the personal avatar that incarnated here and became somebody you didn't enjoy connecting with. So I know that it's comforting to think that you'll never have to connect with an abusive person again, but it's going to be a little different than you expected when you get to the other side. You're going to remember that we were characters in a play, think of it like we're actors on a play and everybody was playing their part. But when you get to the other side, people are different. And so you're probably going to be offered the opportunity to reconnect with their higher self and experience understanding and forgiveness. Now, why would you want to do that? Because if you don't, you're going to develop a karmic situation with that person and probably have to reincarnate with them in your life again, so that you then have the opportunity to understand and forgive while you're incarnated. So I would encourage everybody at all times to work on forgiveness and understanding while you're still here. Because it's a lot easier to do it while you're still here than having to go through another life where you don't even remember what was going on in the first place. When people choose to act in a way that is mean or abusive or even violent, you have to understand that it's a product of their circumstances. And while we don't condone that in any way, you need to work on that forgiveness and understanding, because as a spirit, they're not like that. You're not going to cross over and find that they're still abusive and mean. So give them an opportunity to reconnect and ask for forgiveness and acceptance and understanding. It's up to you if you want to give it to them or not. But I'm telling you, it is the best and easiest way not to have karma going forward with that person. That's why it's always best to make peace in your heart before you go. So work on that. Until next time.